hilarious with Joanna Shimonides and Stephen Lang on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Access All Areas.
Hi, guys.
With me, Stephen Lang, and that was the voice of
Joanna Shimonides.
Hello, babes. How are you?
This is crazy. We are fully doing the radio station over Zoom. That is crazy.
Yeah, it is a bit weird, isn't it? So we are very far apart, but we can see one another. You're looking beautiful.
Thank you. You are looking like a
big hairy thumb.
No, I'm loving this background and layout you've got going on here, by the way.
I'm
seeing an Iceland flag. I'm seeing an Iceland map. You've got a thing for Iceland, Stephen.
Got a bit of a thing for Iceland, babe. Yeah, but also Kylie Minogue behind me. How have you been finding lockdown life?
It's been good. Okay, so it's been all right up until probably the last few days. I've been a bit, what do I do now? I just can't really... I'm keeping myself busy, but then it's getting to the point I just don't really know what to do anymore. It's just like, I wake up every day like, right, here we go again, let's find something to do. And bless my nan this morning, I went downstairs and I was like, how are you feeling? My nan's like crying, bless her.
Oh, really?
And she was like, I just don't know what to do anymore. I was trying to think, what do older people like to do? I went, do you want to watch a series? She was like, no. And I went, do you want to go for a walk? She went, no. And I went, there's nothing else. And I was like, oh my God, what else is there? And she was just like, I don't know. And then I went downstairs and I went, so what are you eating then? To try and start a conversation with her. But bless her, she's struggling. But me, I've got all my YouTube, my Instagram, my TikTok to do. So I'm keeping myself busy. But for her being an older lady, what can she actually do when she's don't really have any hobbies anyway?
How many people are in your house?
So you've got me, my dad, my younger brother and my nan. So it's a bit hard because my younger brother, he's like doing his own thing with like his music. My dad's like recreating the whole bloody house. I'm like, what are you doing in the garden now? And he's like, I'm just hanging this up. Why? Why are you hanging that up?
But
how
I mean,
been, though?
At least you've all got one another. That's the one. I've been by myself now for a month today, actually.
Oh my gosh.
I have
how are you
been.
Finding that?
Well, I'm all right with my own company. I don't get lonely easily, and I'm quite happy to spend anything by myself, which is lucky because it's all I'm doing. But I have to say, I have some rubbish days. You know what I mean?
What have you been doing though? So fair enough. But we've got this guy. What other stuff have you been doing?
Well, I'm still working 9 to 5, so I'm still working on the magazine. So that keeps me busy in the day. I think if I didn't have that, well, I'd develop a very severe drinking problem, I think would probably be my first port of call.
Well, I had a bottle of wine downstairs and I went down, obviously my little brother's 18, but I went downstairs and I was like, where's my wine gone? And he was like, that was me last night on house party, I just drank it. And I went, oh, okay, so we're getting you beers and you're drinking my wine as well. I was like, fantastic, thank you for that.
it's your only release at the moment as well, right? That's the thing.
It's crazy.
I'm finding it all right. I mean, my flat has never been tidier. There is absolutely nothing left for me to tidy or organise. I'm cleaning my bath after every time I have a shower.
Really?
I'm getting really insane. Yeah. I mean, I think if we're in this for another month, I may fully lose the plot. So what I can see at the moment is basically just a lot of piles of clothes in your room.
Yeah, they're clean clothes, so we can all be okay with that.
Okay.
It's just a bit, there's a lot going on in this room right now, and I clean it, and then the next minute I'm doing like 50 different characters on TikTok, and then all my stuff's everywhere. I've got sunglasses here, hats here, and then I look at it and I'm like, I'll clean it up after dinner, stay downstairs until like 11 o'clock at night, come upstairs and think, I've got to tidy this up now. It's the same thing every day, I'm done, I'm sick of it.
Well, eventually we'll be out of it. How are you kind of planning to get through the next, I don't know, however long?
I think just do as much YouTube as I can, do as much videos as I can. I keep I'm interacting with a lot of my followers on Instagram as well. I've actually got time to reply to them now, which is really nice.
Yeah.
But obviously even my nails, I need to start with my beauty. My eyebrows are hairy as hell.
Yeah, nice. Your eyebrows look gorgeous, babes.
Yeah, but I've had to brush them. Oh no. I'm Greek. You don't want to have hairy eyebrows when you're Greek. My nails are all gone. And of course, the love life.
What's going
on? You'd think that people have time to chat to me and DM me and text me. There is nothing.
I reckon you get DMs. You just don't like the people who are DMing you.
I mean, yeah. There's some interesting ones in there. You check out their Instagram, you're a bit like, not my type. But literally, it's got to the point where I'm like, come on, surely there's someone.
Are you on the apps?
No.
No?
So I did hear about Raya. I did hear about this Raya app. I don't think I've heard of that one.
That's the celebrity dating app, isn't it?
Yeah, and I've heard it's pretty okay, but I don't think I could take myself seriously if I ever did that. I think I'd laugh at myself making the thing like...
Who would be the... So would it just be like other Love Islanders on it? You probably know them already.
Well, apparently there's quite a few like people like, in the different industries and stuff on it, which fair enough, but I mean, I feel like I'm then forcing... my love life. I feel like it's got to happen naturally. I've always believed in like a natural type of way to meet someone.
And well, you're not going to naturally meet anyone while we're in lockdown, are you?
This is my problem. I might take a dog for a walk and just see someone across the road and be like, hey, I find you hot.
Well, that's one way of doing it, yeah. I mean, at least you've got a dog to walk. I can only just like wander the streets.
I feel like you're the type to have a cat.
Do you think? It's funny you say that because I don't actually like cats.
Do you know, I don't like cats either, but I hate them. They're like, meow.
Yeah, nah. I had such a fear of dogs when I was a child that I had to have counselling.
No.
Yeah, I had to have
therapy. What's your reason for your fear?
No, it never got to the bottom of it. But basically, I didn't like dogs barking. That was what came out of the therapy. But I'm fine now. I like dogs now. But I literally couldn't even go to a park. I couldn't go to a park in case there was a dog. I couldn't go to the beach. We used to live by the beach. Couldn't go to the beach.
I reckon you've maybe watched a film when you were younger and just seen a dog attack a human. It's just stayed in your head a bit.
Quite possibly,
so from my psychological route.
This unknown side of you, Joanna.
Oh, yes, for sure. How are you dealing with the dating situation?
Well, I'm having a nice little Instagram chat with a nice man from Belgium.
Wow. Can you speak English, though, yeah?
Yeah, you speak English.
Oh, fine. Well, how's that going?
I mean, but then, you know, it's just chat, isn't it? So it's not like, when will we ever be allowed to travel internationally again? Who the hell knows? So who knows?
Wow.
But he's very nice. He's a very nice man.
Who DM'd who first?
Oh, that's a good question.
It was you, weren't it? I got a feeling.
Well, we were messaging before this all happened, so it's been a little while of just like back and forth messages.
Is he good looking? What's go on, give us a little
me point. He's quite I think he's like
Stephen, I've never seen you lost for words describing anything.
I think what he's told me is his parents are Albanian, so he's kind of got like almost a Greek kind of dark look to him.
He's got a beard.
He's got a beard. He's got blue eyes.
It's probably my cousin.
His name's Adi, which is a bit awkward because that's also my brother-in-law's name.
No.
But anyway, yeah, so that's been quite nice just to have a little bit of distraction. But there's nothing of any serious note.
See, at least you've got a distraction. When I tell you, I've been calling my friends up 24/7, winding them up, annoying
them. Oh my God,
them.
You're that friend. I've had enough of you people.
I never used to be that friend, and I've become that friend because there's no one around, Stephen. There's no one around. And do you know, I need to sit there. My dad, like he gets women like this. He's got company, he's fine. Then there's me, I'm like, how? How do you do it?
You're supposed to be an expert this, seeing as you're on Love Island, for bloody hell's sake.
Well, I came off with no one, so clearly not.
It's a fair point. Yeah, it's a fair point. Well, actually, interesting. We've got some of your pals on the show this evening, haven't we?
Yes, I cannot wait. So we've got Gabby, we've got Jack, and then obviously Jake went on Love Island. So
Jake went on Love Island. But he is
through the industry.
But he is like the reality TV expert. He's done like every show going and done very well on them all.
His CV is like packed up with all the showbiz stuff. It's packed.
Yeah. He won Dancing on Ice. I think he came second on I'm a Celebrity, didn't he?
Second year, runner-up, yeah. And then he's doing theatre stuff. Is that right? Theatre, yeah, theatre stuff.
Yeah, he's got loads of music stuff going on. There's like, yeah, so maybe we can chat to some of your Love Island friends about
what
their dating
doing.
Lives. Yeah, maybe.
It's fish, haha. And have also, Rochelle Humes is pregnant.
Oh my God, that's such nice news, isn't it? Her third child. Although, don't you think this would be such a weird time to be pregnant?
Well, the problem is I'm hearing during this time so many people are pregnant, and it scares me. I'm like, I'm not even pregnant. I'm like, oh my gosh, like it scares me a lot. But I think she's due like around about October time. So hopefully and surely we're going to be out by then.
Well, you say that, Joanna, but who knows? I mean, honestly, I've got a slight feeling that like life isn't going to go back to normal for a long, long time.
No, because I was even thinking, like, when they first say, like, okay, we're allowed out now, at what point, like, is it all just going to rush out and then Costa and Starbucks open up? No, it's probably going to be like Starbucks and Costa creeping up opening, and then it's going to be like, you're allowed out.
I love that your
hours.
First thought is, when is Starbucks opening? What is wrong with you?
No, someone asked me the other day, what are you going to do first when you get out? And I was like, well, I'm going to go to Costa or Starbucks drive-thru, of course.
Is there one near you?
Oh, yeah, there's one near me. There's like another. Oh, it's quite a bit. There's actually Starbucks as well near me. It's fantastic.
But not at the moment.
No. I've got a coffee machine downstairs. It's all good.
Oh, that's so you can treat yourself. But that's the thing. I think it's going to be a long time before like the pubs are open and people are just going to nightclubs and stuff like that. I really don't think that's going to be happening anytime soon.
Yeah, that's going to be scary. I won't be able to get a table because it's going to be just like jam-packed and richer people are going to be like, no, we'll put more money on that table. Thank you.
Well, I genuinely think that like people won't want to go out either. They won't want to be in like places where there's loads of people that you don't know and stuff like that. Like,
they'll probably be quite scared and curious.
Yeah, like I think it's going to be a while. So,
well, speaking of people who don't know, like don't know each other, it's Shaunice, isn't it? Shaunice and Luke. I can never say it's Shaunice or Shaunice. Shaunice. Anyway, and Luke, they're like isolating together, yet they're only just really met.
Yeah, this has been happening quite a lot. I've been reading stuff about this. Like, I think it's almost a bit like Big Brother or Love Island or something, isn't it? You're like throwing yourself together and you've got no distractions of normal life. Well, unless you're working like me. But like on the whole, most people aren't, or they've been furloughed or whatever. Like, so you've got the opportunity to just kind of really get to know someone. Obviously, it's a bit of a nightmare if you are self-isolating with someone and then you discover that you don't really
they're
like
not
them,
the one,
but
well,
you're stuck with them.
I don't know what I'd do. I watched this video the other day as well, and apparently these two people, they met literally 2 weeks before isolation, and they decided to self-isolate together, and they kept reporting back. I can't remember who they were reporting back to, but they were basically isolating together. And then he said after like 3 weeks of knowing her that he loved her, and I thought, you're caught in a bubble, 100%.
It's like that Love is Blind thing on Netflix, isn't it? It's like people saying they love one another. Oh, God, I can't watch it. It's too cringe. It's too cringe.
Really?
I can't watch it. These Americans are just absolutely insane. It's like they can't see one another and they're telling each other they love one another like within 2 days.
I do find that, mate, sometimes in America, they're a bit more like very just all about love and all about just like I will love you no matter what it is, and then us in the UK are a bit like, absolutely not. You're not good looking enough, sorry. Well, your personality's fab, but no.
I think it's a lot of like we don't take it as seriously here as they do in America. That's how it seems to me anyway.
Yeah, and obviously Jess and Chris broke up.
Oh yeah, Jesse Nelson and Chris, yeah.
I call Jess like I know her, Jess.
My mate Jess. Yeah, I don't know if you've seen though, Chris has been on Twitter today saying that it's all bollocks, basically.
Saying, together then?
Well, no, he's basically saying they're on a break. But I reckon, but Jessie's removed all the pictures of him from her Instagram, so.
That's not a break. That is like, I'm done, hun. You can hold on to it, but I'm done.
I'm done, hun. Yeah, I mean, to be fair, after his little fight at the, was it the BAFTAs? Can't remember. Oh, TV, National Television Awards. After it was supposed to be her big night, she won an award for her documentary. Trolling, and then he got into that fight, and I thought that night I was like,
you
wouldn't
just behave yourself, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
just think, okay, let's just like rein it back a little bit. But I think people don't understand how to rein it back a bit and understand that like it's someone else's big night, not yours.
Exactly, yeah. And I think if I was Jesse, I probably would have been a bit like, over, get him out.
Yeah, 100%. So maybe she's done, and maybe something else has happened, clearly, because for it to happen quite a while after, I reckon something else has happened.
Yeah, I think you might be right. We'll have to wait and see on that one.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. We have our first guest ready to come in and speak to us, I do
exciting.
Believe.
This is so crazy. We're just inviting them to our party. Like
into our houses. Hey, here he is, Jake Quickenden. Whee!
What's happening?
How are you doing, Jake?
I'm all right. I'm not drunk tonight, which is a change for me. I'm usually drunk by about 3 o'clock. I'm doing all right. And I literally went upstairs to have a shower. I was like, I want to get ready for this interview. And then I thought, why do I need a shower? I'm not even leaving the house. So I just stayed in my shorts and T-shirt. And here we are.
Jake, this is disgusting.
It's disgusting. But do you know what? I was joking around on my YouTube video about not brushing teeth because you're at home anyway. And then it come up on press. So just be careful because...
What is wrong with you? They're going to write an article now.
I don't have to brush my teeth anyway. They're made out of porcelain. They're fake. You don't need to brush them. Fine.
Oh, stunning. Just brush your tongue. It's fine.
Yeah, brush your tongue. Bit of mouthwash. Happy days.
You guys are disgusting. Okay, I'm just putting it out there. So how have you been? How's lockdown life been treating you?
You know what? I've kind of been managing all right. I don't mind it too much. It's a bit boring. I kind of run out of things to do by about 2 o'clock. I'm kind of making myself jobs to doing that. But I'm happy enough. Like I lost all my work. I was supposed to be going on the cruise ships. I was supposed to have gone 2 days ago for 6 months. Mm. But all that work fell through. But when you look at the bigger picture, like people are dying and people are getting really ill. So what's losing a bit of work? It don't really mean anything to me. So I'm not bothered. As long as people get better, I could chill out by myself. I could keep myself entertained for months, mate. I'm not even joking.
Well, that's the best way to look at it, I think. What's your living situation? You live by yourself?
No, I'm with my missus and her little boy, who's 6. So it's, yeah, it's a bit.
Well, that
of
keeps
a
you busy then.
Yeah, it's a bit of a challenge. I'm up by 6 o'clock every morning.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, especially when I've got an hangover, it's not great. But he keeps we're pretty much on the same wavelength for like intelligence, me and the 6-year-old. So it's banging. We play footy in the garden. We colour in, and he gets involved with my stupid videos. So it's happy days.
Oh, that's
really,
really nice.
Good. I do say that I'll kind of wish that I had a younger kid around me. I've got my younger brother, but he's 18 now. He's getting older now. So at least you've got a bit of company, someone to run around after.
Yeah,
and my missus 6 a.m.
Oh, yeah, that's not great. But my missus is still working from home. So, like, it's just me and him pretty much. And he's always... I literally sit down to, like, watch a bit of TV and he's like, do you want to go play football? And I'm like, yeah, come on in, let's do it. So I actually ain't got time to be bored, I promise. Like, I ain't got time to be bored. And I think bored is just a mindset anyway. Like, if you're... I kind of think of myself as being quite a articulate person. So I'm always thinking of something that I can do and kind of writing music or writing songs or doing stupid shit, I was going to say, but I can swear, so boom.
Yeah.
Do it. Like, doing stupid shit around the house. Like, my mind never stops. Even in bed, like, I find it hard to sleep because my mind never stops working. So, it's a good thing when you're in lockdown that your mind doesn't stop working, because I know some of my mates are really struggling, like, proper.
Really?
Yeah, I'll just...
Go on, Joanna. Go on.
Well, I just say my nan is struggling a little bit as well. Like, what does she do? She's got no hobbies. She's not, like...
Yeah.
A hyper person. She doesn't really watch TV programs. So what does she do? And she got a little bit upset this morning. It's like, it is quite hard. Unless you're keeping yourself busy and you've got something to occupy yourself with, what can you actually do?
Yeah, it's so tough. Like, especially when you're getting a bit older, it's not like you can bang Joe Wicks on and do his workout. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can't do that kind of shit. So my mum's I think she's nearly in her 60s. She'll kill me for saying that. But like, my mum's nearly in her 60s and she'll be like, she rings me and she's just sat in the same place. And I'm like, what are you doing? And she's like, just watching QVC. And I'm like, fucking hell, you're boring, you.
I mean, the only way we're supposed to be shopping these days is online, isn't it? We're not really supposed to be leaving the house, so probably a good idea. She's sitting
100%, 100%. Staying safe. I literally leave the house to do my hour of exercise. I usually do that. I'm trying to do 10K every day. I'm falling short about 7K. I'm trying. And then my missus has just got back from the food shopping and we do one food shop a week. Do you know what I mean? And we take it in turns and that's it. And I think if you are going out the house, if you go into the park and that, you're a massive bellend. Just don't do it.
Yeah, I agree.
That's the thing.
Well, you don't need to, right? You just don't need to. Like,
you don't. We're all in the same boat. You don't need to go see your mates. You don't need to go sit in a park and sunbathe. Like, at the end of the day, I got a spray tan off my missus the other day. I was like, I don't even need a spray tan, but I'm bored. I was actually like, why are people laying in the park getting a tan? We're just stuck in the gaff. And she was like, do you want a spray tan? I was like, yeah, go on then.
She's like, you may as well, isn't it? I've been seeing your funny little videos on TikTok and stuff as well, where you just like wind her up and stuff. She has got patience of a saint.
Yeah.
She literally is like saying all this stuff. She's just sitting there, back to the video, just not even bothered.
Do you know what? You say this, but as soon as the video's off, she's like, you're a fucking prick. But nah, the videos, I was saying this to someone the other week. I was like, I kind of used to look at my Instagram as something that I wanted to be perfect, and I wanted people to look at and think, oh, he's got a good body, or he's really good looking, or do you know what I mean? And then I was like, you know what? What a dick, because I'm actually not like that at all. I was like, I need to use my Instagram as like a place where I can just be myself, be real with people. Like, I'll never lie on there. I don't sell shit that I don't believe in. You won't see me sat in my car with car fume. Do you know what I mean? All that shit.
What's car fume?
I know. You don't want to know. It's actually, I've said no to, I'm with you on that one as well. 100%.
Yeah. And I just want my Instagram to be real. And I thought, you know what? My mind is always doing stupid stuff. I'm like, why don't I actually put this out and let people see what I'm actually like? And because one thing that I always used to get is when people met me, they're like, you're a bit mad. And I'm like, yeah, I know. And they're like, well, we didn't actually think you was like that. We thought you was a bit stuck up, a bit love yourself. Mate, have you seen my haircut? It is the worst thing. I let my missus do it. Do you think if I love myself, I'd let her loose with my beard clipped?
This is the thing that happened with me, though. Obviously, I came off Love Island, and then like I looked at my Instagram. I was like, okay, it's too static. I look too serious. Started putting my TikToks on there, funny videos, and then everyone's view just completely changed straight away. So Instagram's 100%. A good platform to show you can be silly, you can loosen up on your Instagram, and you can loosen up during self-isolation, 100%.
100%. I think a lot of too many people, especially in the public eye, are too serious, and they don't show the realness. And everyone's vulnerable, and everyone's got going through shit. And I think as people with platforms and a lot of followers, we're the people that really should be showing that, because we've got young kids and people watching us and saying, oh, if it happens to Jake or it happens to Joanna, do you know what I mean? Like, it happens to everybody, and we're allowed to be anxious, we're allowed to struggle. I have 100% put about a stone on in isolation. I couldn't give a shit. I'm not.
Have you really? You don't look like you have.
Oh, I've got a baggy t-shirt on, man. I'm hiding it. No, but
do you care less? You just care less at the minute.
I care less at the minute. I'm not going out. Like, I'm enjoying having family time, and I'm enjoying doing stupid stuff. And I'm just, I just care less. And I know when this is all over, I'll get back into a routine. I'll go to the gym. Hopefully work will pick up again. But you can't control what's going on in the world. So what's the point of worrying about it?
Now, you have been doing a little bit of music, haven't you?
Yes, I wrote a song, and then, I released that, and it did all right, actually. I was well surprised.
That went well.
I was proper shocked, mate. It got, it went to number 8, I think, the best position it was on the Big Top 40. It was number 2 on iTunes chart. And it was just, I wrote it in 5 minutes just to kind of, because I felt a bit helpless at home doing nothing. And people going to work, and all these amazing key workers are out there, like, helping us all. I thought, what can I try and do with my skill set? And I was like, right, well, I'm not gonna get naked. I'm not gonna, the stuff that I'm good at, I can down a pint pretty quick. That's not gonna help me. I was like, so I'll write a song and I'll release it, and whatever it makes, I'll just donate it to the NHS, and they can use it in whatever way they want. Do you know what I mean? So hopefully I'll find out probably within the next week how much money it's raised. But I'm hoping like 3, 4, 5 grand, and I'll be absolutely delighted.
That'd be really good. I mean, it's important, I think, as well, for people to feel like they're contributing at the minute, right? Like, something to help.
I think that's what it was for me, definitely. Like, I felt like people were doing amazing stuff, and that's why I wanted to make my Instagram, so people that were a bit down, they could watch me getting my armpit waxed, and it'd make them laugh. Do you know what I mean? So that's why I started doing that, and then I thought, I need to kind of help in another way. And And if I can do that by having a bit of a platform, honestly, I'm sick. I'm sick to death of looking through Instagram and seeing pictures of perfect stuff. And it's kind of made me realize this quarantine, people that are using their platforms to help and people that are using it for themselves. And yeah, it's really opened my eyes to it. And I hope that when people look at my Instagram now, or my TikToks, or my Twitter, or whatever, that they realise that I'm just a normal guy and I want to help.
Yeah, that's really nice sentiment.
I mean, your video for the music, for the song, really showed that you are really trying to liven everyone up. I mean, as soon as I went on YouTube to watch it, and I was like, the first thing I see is you sitting in the toilet. I was like, oh, this is going to be funny. Yeah. I was like, how's this going to end now?
Yeah, the lyrics are quite something, aren't they?
Yeah, the lyrics. Oh, do you know what? The lyrics were a lot dirtier, and then I realised I had to release it on the radio. So I was like, I'd probably get rid of a few words. But yeah, I just wanted to take the piss, and like, obviously Piers Morgan, he had a little cameo in there. The fact that I used to turn him off in the morning, and sometimes I believe what he says, and sometimes I don't. But I think with this, he's been spot on with the lockdown, with everything. So I was like, yeah. I gave Jack Grealish a little shout out saying why you were going to parties in your car and all that shit. And yeah, I wanted it to be something that somebody could listen to when they've maybe been at the hospital all day helping people, and they listen to it and it makes them smile, and then they go, like, we're going through a shit time, but we can still smile. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, totally. I think you've achieved it. So well done, Jay.
Thank you very 100%. Much. Thank you.
What have you been watching in lockdown? That's the one question I want to ask everyone, because I'm running out of things.
Yeah, a lot of porn. Loads of porn.
There's plenty of that going around.
Yeah, as soon as my missus goes down work on a laptop, I'm like, I'm just going to stay in bed for an extra hour, babe. come downstairs with like a claw, like hands. Now, to be fair, I haven't been watching TV that much because I've been too busy with Fred, that's Soph's little boy, and also I'm teaching myself how to play the piano, so I've been doing a couple of hours of that every day.
Wow.
Yeah, and doing these silly videos. She's my missus just pulled a Mooney at me from the garden. From the guy, yeah. I wish I could have turned that around.
I mean, I'm sure plenty of people would love to live with you guys. You seem to be having such a fun time.
Yeah, we do have a lot of fun. So, like, don't get me wrong. The first week was tough. Like, we argued a lot, and I think that was just kind of a bit of teething. Do you know what I mean? Like, all of a sudden, we're together all the time,
24/7. Yeah.
Yeah, 24/7. She's trying to work. We was homeschooling Freddie at the time because it was when the school was on. I was running around with a fucking air horn, like trying to do stupid videos. She's like, what are you doing? I was in the doghouse. I slept in the spare room for 3 days. We had a big argument. We sorted it out. And then, to be fair, for the past 2 weeks, we've just had a right laugh. We've been inseparable, and like, everything we do is just making us laugh.
Oh, that's very sweet.
That's yeah, really so cute. At least you guys
bringing you together.
Yeah, but do you know what it is as well? Like, I think relationships are never perfect, are they? Let's be honest. And everyone argues. And I'm not going to sit here and pretend that we never argue or nothing ever gets us, like, in a bad mood, because it does. But I've totally gone off topic. I don't watch that much TV. The only thing I've been watching...
It's porn.
It's porn.
And super TikTok videos. My missus just looked at me. She heard me say porn.
This is getting you in trouble, this interview.
Yeah, 100%. And we started watching Money Heist.
Oh, what's
that?
A lot of people have.
I don't know what it's about, but everyone's going crazy over it.
Oh my God, it's the best thing I've watched in a long time, innit? Money Heist, how good's Money Heist? it's so sick. And the thing is, it's subtitled. So I was like, so I got a C in English. Like, my reading's not quick. She was like, you'll be fine. So it was subtitled, and straight away after about 10 minutes, I forgot that it was subtitled, and it's so easy to follow. And it's just
language.
Yeah, I think it's Spanish.
Oh no, not for me.
Oh yeah, come on, just like
Joanna.
Broaden your horizons. It's fine.
Joanna,
when I'm watching
come on
TV,
now.
I like to just listen and just sort of pay attention, not that I read the script.
No. Do you know what? Do you know what the best thing about it is? Because when I watch TV, sometimes I'm flicking through my phone. You can't do it.
Right.
That is
okay.
A very good point.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. Yeah, it's brilliant.
Okay, cool. That'll go on my list. Money Heist. Jake, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you very much for having
us. Do you want to intro your song?
This is Quarantine Song by me, Jake Quickenden.
So this quarantine is getting out of hand, and summer's over before it began. Everyone is buying all the toilet roll. You can use the shower to wash your hole. Stay at home, only leave to go get food. Look after the elderly, cause that's what makes you cool. Don't go to parties and crash your bloody car, especially when you're supposed to be a star. This quarantine, it made me lose my mind, but if we all just stick together, it'll be just fine. Quarantine, it made me lose my mind, if we all just stick together, it'll be just fine. Never thought take advice from Piers Morgan. I used to switch him straight off in the morning, but what he says is too blooming true. Stay away from me, don't be a fool. This ain't no joke, we want it done, so we can all just go on holiday and have some fun. This quarantine, it made me lose my mind, but if we all just stick together, it'll be just
we have our next guest, the gorgeous Gabby, here with
Gabby,
us.
Gabby, how you been?
How are you? I'm good. Good.
You look stunning.
Do I?
You look really fresh.
I've done two workouts today and I haven't showered yet.
Two workouts today?
Yeah, both lives as well. I don't know why. I had the weekend off and then I came in back with a vengeance today, and now I'm like, that's why I haven't a shower, because I just can't think of anything worse than having to like move.
Honestly, Stephen, if you have Gabby on Instagram, it is like workout central. I love it. Like, it's
that's
amazing.
Exactly why I can't follow you, Gabby. It's too much. It makes you feel bad.
Just like this, and you think, I've got greasy hair. I've like slicked it down with like gel and stuff. And then you've done two workouts and still look perfect.
Well, thanks, guys. I'm going to come on here more often.
You're always welcome. How are you finding quarantine lockdown life?
It's starting, at first I was like really positive and like, yeah, as Joe said, like I'm doing like all the workouts and stuff, and that is what is actually keeping me going. Like, it gives me a purpose. Like, I wake up and I feel, because it's my job anyway, it does, I've got a passion for it. It makes me, I love doing it anyway, but it's when that finishes that I'm sat on my couch and I'm like looking at my mom, who's like, I'm trying to like think of different ways that I can wind her up, or she's doing the same to me. Anything she says is doing me head in. Like, it's, you know, it's starting to get to that point now. She's like, I think I've lost the plot. And I'm like, you never had the plot. And she's just
literally, that's like with my dad. Like, I'm a big thing for like loud eaters. I can't deal with loud eating, gulping. And I swear that my dad's eating has got louder, but I don't know if it's, I've become a little bit more irritable. But literally, I'm sitting there, I'm like, did you just crunch? He's like, how do I eat a cucumber without crunching? And I'm like, try not to crunch.
Swallow it whole.
Yeah, I think everyone's pretty much the same now, aren't they? Like, I'm trying to be patient, but with everything's just annoying me. Like, my roots, that's why I've got this thing in. Like, my roots are so bad. I literally, like, everybody looks the same, so it's okay.
That's the thing. I think you just have to embrace it. I'm fully embracing. They're fine, though, babes. Like, I'm fully embracing that I'm drinking way too much and I'm going to put weight on while I'm doing this. So I'm just going to get on with it, you know?
Drink alcohol.
Yeah.
That is one thing that I haven't done. I've, like, become this, like, had a new lease of life and become this, like, health person. I had some espresso martinis that I made myself on Friday. I was very proud
of that. Ooh, looked well beautiful.
Done. Yeah, but other than that, I only had one glass of wine. I don't know why. I'm just like,
because, well, that's fair enough.
So I'm jealous of your like drinking.
Well, you shouldn't be. It's not good for you. But like, but it's the same. That's what I'm trying to say, though. Is it like, kind of, however you need to get through this, just work with it. Do you know what I mean? Like, don't fight
100%.
It.
And do you feel like that you have to like do Instagram more? I feel like I'm doing Instagram way more than I did before, and it's becoming like I'm on my phone 24/7. Do you feel like that's happening to you as well?
Yeah, defo. And I've actually started in the evening times, because I've been on my phone. Because the thing is, we all work off our phones and anyway now, don't we? And that is the realism of our life, especially like being influencers. and I think I feel like I'm on my phone. Well, my, if you know that time, it can like monitor how much time you're on your phone.
Yeah, yeah.
So much. But I think that is another thing we just have to accept, because it is just what is happening right now. But I do try and come off my phone at least an hour and a half before I go to bed, because otherwise I feel like my mind doesn't shut off.
Yeah, yeah.
I try to get up in the morning and I have my coffee. Like I have, I drink about 5 coffees a day, but I have my first coffee without looking at my phone, because
that's
otherwise
good.
All we think about is like what's going on social media, and like it's not good. And I don't want to get in the habit. So when this is all over, hopefully very soon, but that is what I do anyway. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would have thought that you would probably have had a bit more experience than most of this, because obviously you did Celebrity Big Brother and Love Island. You've been stuck in houses twice in your life before with no escape.
So true. And I've not even thought about that, really. I think when you're in there, though, because you, it's kind of different because you have nowhere to go. But I think it's because this is definitely more difficult.
Do you not think it is? I think lockdown is an out of choice, whereas going on Big Brother and Love Island is out of choice. You chose to be locked up.
Yeah, that is true. And it was like being locked up. And Love Island was easier because everyone was fit, so you could just like look at fit people all day. But now I'm looking at my mom and she's fit, but she's not my cousin, you know what I mean?
Gabby, isn't it like so difficult? I mean, I'm single, you're single, and isn't it just so difficult that we can't even mingle with the opposite sex right now?
That is literally, I'm so single, and the fact that I, like, and my mom is as well. I'm like, my mom's going, do you think I'm going to meet someone? I'm like, well, you're not going to meet anytime soon. But I'm like trying to just, well, I don't like talking to people on Instagram. I've been there, done that before.
Weird, isn't it?
How are you going to meet anyone organically? Like, in Sainsbury's, 2 meters away, going, you're fit.
Oh, you're buying cheese as well. Yeah, me too, babe. Yeah.
We're meant to be. It is so difficult. And I just find that, sure, like, the opposite sex has so much time right now to even just, you know, pop us a DM. I'm all right with that. Everything often for a little chat.
None of that for me.
Why
there's
not?
Nothing.
I just think that, like, DMs, is, I mean, obviously, if, like, because that is the only thing we can do right now, and, like, we can't, like, exactly be on, what's that, Tinder. But I just think, like, I think DMs, it's just so stale. Like, what do you talk about? Unless someone like has like great chat straight away, and
this is,
you have that back and forth. And I think that is very, you know, very rare, but obviously fair. But yeah. I've been in the position before where people like DM you and then it's just so dry and they're like, so...
Well, also, it's also like there's nothing, we're not doing anything at the moment, so it's not that you can talk about what you've been doing in your day, because it's the same thing you do every other day.
God, yeah.
And how's quarantine treating you? Excuse me. Can you just not? Okay, you went to my escape and you're talking about isolation right now. Can you not?
But the thing is there's nothing else to talk about. Other than what you've been watching on TV or like what walk you've been on.
What's the first thing you're going to do when you get out? That's what I keep saying. In real life, this is real life. I'm like, no, but you know what I mean. In real life afterwards.
Literally. Go on, sorry, Stephen. You sure?
Yeah.
Do you find yourself that you're like calling your friends up and not having anything to say, but you're just calling them up just to have a different bit of company and hear a different voice and just be around someone differently on the phone?
You know, this is one thing that I've noticed several, like, you know, when you fill in those things on Instagram where like what things that you've done whilst you've been in lockdown. One thing I haven't been doing is just like FaceTime my mates. I haven't used House Party, haven't used like that. Like, I love my mates and everything and we talk, but it's, I think because I'm on my phone, like, working throughout the day, and also my job is to, like, bark orders at people. I'll be like, 10 more burpees, and I'm like, come on. Like, keep people motivated. It's not, like, the last thing I want to do is, like, then sit there on the phone to my mate for hours. Yeah. You know?
You just want to chill out and just...
not talk to anyone.
Yeah, I totally get that. I'm not really, like, this is quite uncomfortable for me, sitting on FaceTime looking at my own face, chatting away. Like,
you look great.
Say again?
You look great.
Oh, thanks, babe.
Oh, it does. This mustache, or is this
quite... Yes! The mustache! Someone mentioned it!
This is a new addition.
Oh, well, I like
the,
it.
I've just made the beard a bit shorter.
You to know about this. Did you do this yourself?
Yeah.
Did you?
What? You can trim a beard by yourself. It's not, well, not, I mean, you would, because obviously you don't have one, but.
I thought it was a stick on. Hey, guys, girls do get a bit of a moustache, by the way, just informing you.
You Greek girls, is that what you're saying?
I'm saying from experience or anything, but.
It just works, I think.
Yeah. Well, I am asking everyone, what is the programme that they are watching while they're in lockdown? Because I need advice.
So I've just watched, we've got one more episode of The Nest on BBC.
Oh, yes. I've seen people talking about it.
I like that kind of gritty drama, that kind
of
stuff.
Is it a crime thing?
I won't tell you too much, but it's about this girl who has, like, she's been in care and she's a bit troubled and stuff, and then she becomes someone's surrogate and it all just goes, like, pear-shaped, but it's really, really good. Like, there's a few twists in there that you're like, oh, I didn't see that coming. I love that.
Okay.
And then other than that, like, my mum wants to start watching that Tiger thing, you know, with the...
Tiger King. Oh, my God, you have to.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's really good.
I've heard a lot about that as well, but I feel like if it's to do with animals, I get very emotional. I'm not in the state to become emotional. And Stephen, is it emotional? Because my friend said it's not emotional, but I feel like it is.
It's not like that as well. She's not good with anything happening to animals.
You don't see like anything really terrible happen to the animals, but you know that it is happening off the camera. Do you know what I mean?
Not a fan. Again,
but it is
like documentaries. I like to be able to like. Well, I do in some like murder ones. I sound like an actual
psychopath.
All I listen to is crime podcasts, and like all I read is crime books. I don't know. It's like. I find it really interesting. So when documentaries are all that, yeah, but other than that, I like watching like dark films.
That's fine.
I'm getting ideas.
I'm all about just like funny films, comedy ones where like nothing happens, and probably more suitable to a 5-year-old. I kind of like them films.
Like Frozen and things like that.
I haven't watched that yet, but I watched this one, Shazam. Oh my God, that is that's basically for like a 6-year-old, 6 to 10-year-old. Loved it.
Right.
Gabby, your face is like...
I think me and Gabby are on the same page here. You enjoy yourself, hun. You enjoy yourself in your 6-year-old film.
You are like light though. You're very like, you know, like fun. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, keep them coming.
Easy going and fun.
I watch kind of films when I'm hungover. And when I don't need to think too hard.
See, I'm 24/7. That SpongeBob the lot.
SpongeBob. Joanna, no, Jesus Christ.
No, I love SpongeBob. You've got to understand. Like, when I get a bit like, I know, I have to stop watching it sometimes. I get caught up in it. I get way too caught up in it.
Wow. Impressive. anyway, Gabby, can you give us some fitness tips for things we should be doing? I mean, obviously, apart from following you on Instagram.
I would say, right, so my main things at the moment are, because a lot of people are struggling to find a routine, unless people work, you know, from 9 to 5 and they're still doing that, I think that people just need to try and get some sort of routine, like plan the day before what you're going to do the day after.
Mm-hmm.
I think that really helps with, you know, like some people that are in either lost their jobs, like, which is so bad. And then what's that word beginning with F?
For furlough.
So they don't know what to do with their time because they don't, like, you know, they're not working anymore. So I think that's definitely the main thing. And then I'd say to try and work out at the same time every day. That's why I do all my lives at 10 a.m. because people know it's going to be at that time. They like can prepare the day before, they fit it into their day. And it also becomes, there's a thing I work with an app called Fit. And we're currently doing an 8-week challenge, which is the Ultimate Fit Challenge. And it's basically making habits autopilot. So it becomes like muscle memory. So when you wake up in the morning, like you automatically put your gym stuff on because you know that you're working out at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
And that is like, I think it takes like 21 days to make a habit. Like when people are quitting smoking, you'd be like, you just need the last 21 days before
you break through
and then obviously after that and stuff. But so I'd say that is the main thing, to try and work out at the same time every day. Also, never go food shopping hungry, because And I like going food shopping. This is like, my mum's like, should we go to Morrison's? And I'm like, yeah, I get dressed, I do my makeup, and I go out for the day. But always go on like a, not a full summer, because you still want to think about what you want for the week, but don't go starving, because that is when you fill the trolley with loads of crap.
Because that is the best advice I've heard.
Yeah, it's so true. And then, like, that's when, you know, if, because we are in quarantine, there's nothing to do but eat. That's how you get your steps in, going to the fridge.
Yes, yeah. I've done 25 steps today. Well done, really. Yeah,
done now.
That's true.
But, yeah, so that's where you need to really think, like, be sensible with it. Because if you do buy all the snacks, then you're going to eat all the snacks because you've got nothing else to do.
Yes. And have you got any advice for anyone starting up in fitness? So obviously me, I used to work out a little bit, but obviously now we're on lockdown, I want to start getting more into it. Have you got any advice for someone starting up?
I think like a lot of people have been messaging me with this with the same thing, because people are trying to fill the time. So they are thinking, you know what, I may as well get into fitness, which I think is amazing, because then if you start now where you've got nothing else to do but build healthy habits and get into some sort of like, better routine, then hopefully it will stick. That's what it's about, like making it stick afterwards. And I think you just got to start somewhere. So like, say if you're joining in my lives or someone else's lives, whoever's, a lot of people are like, this is too hard, I can't do the full like 45 seconds or something. But you're not in like, I always say you're not in competition with anyone else, you just have to like do it. So yeah, you might not be able to do squat jumps for 45 seconds. I mean, if you can, then fair play. But like, you know, take a breather, like go back into it, and you just have to, and power through, I think, is like the main thing. With all of it. And then, because I always think, if you work out and you've done, because people are like, oh, the thought of working out is just like so grim, fine. But then that time that you sit there going, can't be bothered, you could have done it.
Yeah, you've wasted your time. Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
It's literally done. Like, I did two lives today, and by 11:30, I'd already burnt, like, nearly 600 calories. Do you know what I mean? So it's like...
Yeah. Well, that's those espresso martinis so gone, isn't it?
That's what I'm coming back with a vengeance. I'm sorry, but I drank a lot on Friday night.
Well, Gabby, thanks so much for joining us this evening. Really appreciate it. And I hope to see you in the flesh soon.
Yes, Defo, stay
for
safe.
Sure.
You too.
You too.
Lots of love. Thanks, everyone.
Gabby, bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
Just a quick one. My whilst we're talking, my dad texted me saying just got shit on by a bird.
What, in the house?
No, he said they can't.
Well, it's all going on, isn't it? Bloody hell.
It's all popping up. But we've got Jack coming in now, which is exciting.
Fubar favourite, Jack.
Yes. It's so weird us talking, like me and Jack going to be talking about this, because we've never actually... Well, it's Jack Fowler, guys, if anyone's wondering. Jack Fowler. Yes, obviously I've known for years, and now we're... Oh!
Wait, I'm coming, guys. I'm here.
Yeah. Jack Fowler, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well. How are you keeping?
Very good. Where are you, in an office?
Yeah, I'm in the spare room.
He's trying to give off the old businessman.
I've never read, you know?
Whose books are they?
They're just my mum's, and everyone's like, just here, like, you know? Just, they got cake books. Oh, anyway, enough of the books.
Guys, how you mean, what's going down?
Yeah, man, the beard, bro. The trim, the beard.
Yes, they mentioned it again.
It's terrible.
Well, what are you not feeling it?
Bro, do you know what? I'm the kind of guy who has a trim like every week. Like, that's me. So for me not to have a trim for now 3 weeks, it's unheard of.
So you're not tempted to do the shaving the head situation?
No chance. You got more chance, Joanna, doing that.
Absolutely not. I can imagine myself bald. I can't imagine you bald. I think I can't imagine that.
But me bald?
Stephen, I can't even imagine you bald. This is weird.
I've shaved my head before. I've shaved my hair off a few times.
Really?
I try not to get too attached to it, because I think one day I'm going to lose it all anyway. So I may as well get used to like various looks that I'm going to have to come to terms with.
You're that moustache, Stephen. You've got that going on.
Well,
you boys, honestly, I didn't know you boys could grow this much hair.
You know what?
This is lockdown life.
I just had a meeting with someone. They was like, you know what, Jack, we like your beard like this. Can you keep it like this? I'm thinking, really? I got the scissors ready just to chop it down. Like, I'm like...
No, I'm not feeling it. I feel like it just sits there.
like, you know what? I'm feeding it. I just need to just groom it. I just need to groom it.
So other than just growing your hair out, what else have you been up to in the last month?
Well, the new single dropped, finally.
Whee! Bit of a slow jam.
It's R&B one. There's not much R&B around. So it was kind of like, I like the feel of it. I like the beat. Got a wicked producer behind it. So it was like a bit of a no-brainer. And then kind of just went into the studio, laid it down, and then shot the video. And then I got hit by meningitis, which wasn't great.
No, then, I can imagine it wasn't.
Yeah, that weren't ideal. So that kind of pushed everything back. And it just so happened that, I think it was the 27th of March, we dropped it whilst everyone was in lockdown. So everyone right now, we're in a golden era when it comes to social media and digital. So everyone's on their phones, everyone's on the gram, whatever. So streaming wise, it's done really, really well. Like, I just seen, we get an update every Monday. It's doing really well. Like every Monday, Tuesday, which is pretty well. But obviously because everyone's in lockdown.
Yes.
So it's like, you know, but...
So I've always wanted to ask you, did you write the lyrics or was you working with someone writing the lyrics or was it literally just you on your own doing it?
So basically what happens is, so this track was actually meant for someone else, right? Like a big time, like it was meant for Drake. Like this track was put into Drake's camp. But because so Drake has loads of different writers. And the writer who wrote this, his name is David King, and he's from California, and he's part of the camp. So Drake has hundreds of writers, right? But everyone puts like their material into the pot, and then Drake and his team like sit down, sieve through it, like what's going to work, what's not going to work in that climate for them and whatever. And this one was up for grabs. So we heard it and I liked it. So we went with it.
I was going to say, because condo isn't a UK word. So yeah, that's what I'm bringing. Did you write that? Did you think, oh, condo goes well with it? But obviously it makes sense now.
Condo, yeah, because David's American, so he's got all the American slang. But I think the radio edit that you guys have isn't going to say condo. It's going to say house, though. So, that's a little
nice, bit of work there.
A little bit of, you know what I mean?
See where we're going with this.
We had to kind of tweak it a little bit because we knew that we're not American. I'm not American. So like it made no sense for me to sing in an American way. So
basically you are the British Drake, right? Is that
I mean, I didn't want to say it, but you said it. So I
mean, you never know where these things will take you. You could end up.
It'd be crazy. That would be the guy I'd like to collab with the most. That'd be so sick.
Do you ever write your songs, though? Like, do you ever write? Are you making some now? Do you sit there and write? Because when I was younger, I used to sit and try and write a song, right? And the only lyrics I could come up with was, I went down the road and I saw a cat. That's the only lyrics I could ever come up with. Do you write your own songs, Jack?
I'm. You know what? Writing is a whole different talent. Like, that is a whole new vibe. Like, I'm just about getting into the vocal part of it. Like, singing... My sister Zoe, my sister's really good at it. Like, she's written all her own material. So there's obviously a chance that I could hopefully rub off on her and get some of her mental ways. But yeah, I mean, writing right now, I haven't done any. Next to none, if I'm honest. But definitely something I would love to do.
You've got plenty of time to learn while you're in lockdown, Jack.
Well, this is the thing.
How has it been treating you as a single man? Or are you not single?
No, I'm seeing someone at the moment, actually. I'm seeing someone, yeah.
Anyone we'd know?
No.
I mean, I don't even know. So probably not you guys.
Know. You wouldn't know. But yeah, I mean, I'm not single. I'm not single, yeah. So
how is that? How is that?
I had to work that out. I had to say
that.
How is that when you're in lockdown?
It's all right. I mean, obviously, you've got to kind of... It worked out as I was either with her throughout the whole duration or I weren't with her for the whole duration. So I'm just with her for the whole duration, which is different because... I've never
been... Wait, sorry, you are with her then?
Yeah. So we just had to choose. Yeah, I had to choose whether or not I would be with her for... Like, cause I don't know how long it's going to last. Like, this can be 2 months.
So well, at least you've got company of the opposite sex, so you're actually lucky. Whereas me and Stephen, on the other hand, we're pretty
I don't
much...
want company of the opposite sex, babe. Sorry, I'll just clarify.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Forgot about that one. So how you find it, though? You find it like you can still have time on your own? Is it okay?
Yeah, it's all good. I mean, we spend a lot of time, but she's so busy, man. Like, she has her own stuff going on. Like, she's got a few businesses. Like, she's got her own projects going on. So it kind of fits quite well, because whilst I'm doing my stuff, she's doing hers, and we both don't have a 9-to-5, which is quite good, because I don't feel like my lifestyle would match with a 9-to-5 girl, and I don't think hers would either. So, I think it's just working really well. And being in lockdown, it's like we're living together, which is kind of strange. But
it was crazy. Yeah. The whole toilet situation. Like, what if you went toilet for and then she sort of like went in after? Would you be a bit like, whoa, has it got to the stage now where you're like beyond any awkwardness?
These type of questions only Joanna could ask.
There really is a very specific Joanna question.
I've done so many radio stations, yeah, but that's the only that question would only come from Joanna Shimonides.
It's a fear, isn't it? It's a fear when you get into a relationship, you're suddenly going on lockdown, you're not used to living with her, and then boom, you have to go to the toilet.
Yeah, but there's multiple toilets. There's multiple toilets.
Brilliant, you sorted it.
Solution to the problem.
With being on isolation, obviously you've always been into your fitness, you then had meningitis, that knocked your fitness, you obviously couldn't work out and stuff. How have you been like overcoming it now? What have you been doing to like get back into your fitness routine?
He hasn't. The look on his face, he hasn't.
You know what it is? I haven't been able to work out at the intensity that I used to work out at for literally about 6 months. And that's the longest amount of time I haven't been able to do what I want to do.
Just because you don't have the energy or the...
Well, yeah, like meningitis come and knocked me out for like 3 months. Like I was in hospital for about a week, and then I was in hospital from late November, and I didn't feel myself until mid-February. Mm. So like the whole...
That's Christmas, a long time.
Like, I have to respect meningitis. Like when I hear the word meningitis, you have to respect it, because it literally knocked me for six. Like I'm such an active guy, and I was in bed, like I'd stand up and I'd feel dizzy, and then I'd sit back. I was just nuts. It was crazy. I lost weight because I couldn't eat as much, and I weren't training, and then finally now I can train, and the whole world has gone into isolation. So it's like
constant cycle.
I just don't think the universe wants me to be fit at the moment.
Like an internal thing, just saying not yet. That's how I see it. I think it's a blessing in disguise.
I went for a workout yesterday, just in the garden, and I swear to God, like I did like 10 minutes and I was, I was wheezing. I was panting. I didn't know what was going on, but you have to start somewhere, right? So
Yeah. And it's a journey. Life is a journey, Jack. So just got to go with it. Thank you so much for coming on this evening and speaking to us. Do you want to introduce your song?
What's going on, guys? It's your boy, Jack. You're about to listen to my brand new single, Back to Yours, featuring Figure Flows. Cheers!
She's got the dress on tight. She bad, I told ya. She bad, I told ya. Filled out in all the spaces that arise. She bad, I told ya. She bad, I told ya. But she didn't wanna listen. She gave me the keys to the front door, so I can let myself right in. Cause if you go back to my house though, tonight it's gonna begin. What she don't see is what she don't know. Playing off innocence. Cause we don't need no complications. If we go back to the hotel, there'll be investigations. If we drive out to the motel, she'll try for registration. Inspired by the low cut dress that you're repping. Take the cash out of my lap, I'm invested. You can tell that you're piquing my interest. Playing with fire.
Wow, what a treat!
That was a brilliant joy. Oh my god,
I think we should do this all the time.
I know, I'm actually enjoying this. It's a bit nice bit of company while we're in isolation.
I could do with a little glass of Prosecco or something. That would be quite nice.
Next time, glass of Prosecco wine.
Let's do it. Okay, well, till next time, Joanna. Thank you so much.
No, thank you. And I can't wait to see you again.
Until next week. Goodbye, everyone. Goodbye.
Bye, everyone. Enjoy.